We're talking about Illinois and President Trump's executive orders on immigration on Friday, the protest demonstrations, how Illinois has been reacting to this. The Illinois Coalition for Immigrants and Refugee Rights is a statewide coalition of more than 130 organizations. They organize immigrant and refugee communities and advocate on immigrant-related issues. Damian Kogan is its organizing director and joins us now. Hi, Damian. Welcome to the 21st.
Hi. Good to be with you.
Damian, what is ICIR doing right now to help your different partner organizations deal with this?
We are taking a two-prong approach to address this and other challenges that we're seeing from the administration. First, in terms of our legal defense strategy, we are working with a network of nonprofit attorneys that are available to provide legal assistance to anyone that may be concerned. We're also offering a curriculum of Know Your Rights trainings and workshops throughout the state, and we're working with partner organizations to provide those assistance and trainings to whoever's interested. We also have the second prong, which is our organizing and advocacy approach. As we saw over the weekend, there were large mobilizations at O'Hare. We're going to continue to use direct action to call on the rollback of this Islamic policy that's veiled as a national security executive order. It's clear that there's been no evidence that this executive order will make any of us safer and places us in the wrong side of history. So we're going to continue to do the direct action approach, partnering with legal assistance, resources, and also pushing for local, national, and state-level solutions in response to actively push back against these anti-immigrant, anti-refugee policies.
Damian, you mentioned security. President Trump this morning has been especially vocal about defending this travel ban, saying it's not a ban on Muslims. It's about terror and keeping our country safe. Is that how it's being received among the people that you all work with?
Well, I think in anticipation of this, it's clear that this is a backdoor ban on Muslims. President Trump, as a candidate, spoke about banning Muslims, and he specifically chose predominantly Muslim countries for this ban. Now, I'm not an attorney, but there were 16 attorney generals that issued a statement yesterday calling the executive order unlawful, including Illinois' Attorney General Lisa Madigan, and they avowed to work together to ensure that the federal government obeys the Constitution, because from their analysis, it's unconstitutional since it unlawfully targets anyone from their national origin or faith. So additionally, you know, there, if you look at the evidence of the national security issue, these types of policies historically have not addressed the root causes and do not actually function to actually keep Americans safe, based on what we've seen in terms of root causes of these types of security threats.
Damian, you mentioned sort of the two-pronged approach that ICIR is taking, the legal part. I had a question for you about that, because we've seen reports of lawyers embedded at airports across the country. How important is it for people coming into the country now to have access to immediate legal counsel?
So the recommendation that we're making is that anyone from these countries that are in the United States right now refrain from any travel without consulting with an attorney. At our website, if you go to www.icr.org/protection, you can find a comprehensive list of nonprofits offering low-cost or free legal services with attorneys or authorized legal assistance providers. But right now, it's incredibly important that there be a legal strategy in addition to an organizing and advocacy approach. And we feel that that combination, both the legal assistance providers and the lawyers that were at the airports, not only in Chicago but nationally, in addition to the people doing the mass mobilizations, are what helped push the pressure to put the stay on the ban. And that's what we're going to continue to do until these types of policies are completely reversed.
Damian, to that second point, earlier we heard NPR's David Shaper talking about the crowds that he saw at O'Hare this weekend. He said some of them are people who have never really, he said, sort of not the kind of usual people you see at Chicago protests. He said some people were saying they had come to the March on Washington. They had done marches the weekend before. They felt like this was another time for them. For people who maybe haven't been involved, how are you hoping to capitalize on people who maybe haven't been involved in protests to keep them involved in what you all are fighting for?
Absolutely. So I think part of that comes from a response that people are generally recognizing that this type of policy puts us on the wrong side of history. And we've been there before. We've seen this when the U.S. has rejected Jewish refugees fleeing Germany and Europe during World War II. We've seen this targeted towards Japanese and Chinese policies in the past. And we see that these types of policies actually result in people losing their life when the United States sends a message that they would rather let these refugees that are fleeing dire situations go back to their home countries and risk death than to come into the United States and contribute to our country and state. So what we're asking people to do that are compelled to take action on this is there's two immediate things. One is that people can sign up through icirr.org/riseup. To help advance these efforts. And these are efforts that it's not only the refugee communities, but immigrants have been targeted and other vulnerable communities as well that we're in solidarity with. Secondly, the airport action specifically had been led by one of our member organizations called the Arab American Action Network. So they're the ones that had been the lead, and we've been supporting on these sort of quick actions. So our recommendation is for more information specifically about that.
To go to them. Damien, sorry, I'm afraid, yeah, sorry to cut you off there. Sorry, I didn't have a chance to finish, but we're out of time. I want to thank Damien Cogan, Organizing Director with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. Stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation on the 21st.